Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hey, we are talking about something pretty exciting today. Actually, for me, this has been one of the more confusing topics that we cover because I hear different things from different people. Some people say don't eat carbs. Some people say you have to have a certain percentage of carbs. Some people are like, if you're going to do protein, don't do carbs. I mean, there's just really so much to learn about what and when you're looking at long-term health and wellness for your body. And so we are back, and hopefully you've been following the videos. And if this is your first time that you're watching the video, we've got some great videos to you to go back and watch. So go ahead and scroll up or just look for them on our YouTube. And we're going to talk, Raman's going to be here, and he's going to talk about carbs and its role in your body and really answer some of those carbohydrate questions. I am just going to pass it right over to you because this is not my forte and I'm actually here as a student.
Hi, everybody. Yes, the carbs are very important micronutrients as a primary source of the energy. So when we are talking about the energy, our body prefers to receive the energy from two substances in the micronutrients, the carbs and fats. Between these two, the carbs considered as a primary source. Our body mostly prefers to use the carbohydrates in form of the glucose and glycogen for fueling, and also the fatty acids considered as a secondary source of the energy. But it depends on tissues and organs. They have also their own preference to use which source of the fuel. For example, the brain and red blood vessels. The brain prefer mostly to receive the energy from the glucose. In the other case, the red blood vessels prefer to use the ketones, which are breakdown production of the fat metabolism. In some cases, the one organ can't use both of source, and in the other one, maybe not. In this example I gave to you, the red blood vessels will not be able to use the glucose as a source of the energy. So they need the fat. They need the glucose as a preferred source to use for metabolism. So the ketones would not be the first priority source of the energy for them. And the reason is the red blood vessels are lack of the mitochondria. So it's the reason they wouldn't be able to use the fat source, the ketones. Before to go to the next, I would like to talk about this important note that carbohydrate starvation is not good for your body because then the muscles would become as a third source of the energy. So for those organs or tissues that would not be able to sanitize the ketones or the energy come from the fat metabolism, they are going to break down the muscles for provide the required energy for those tissues and organs. That they called it the glycogenic pathway. So they break down the muscles and make the limited amount of the glucose to use as a source of the energy.
Okay.
Yes, as we see, it's not our choice of the that we choose which source of the energy we required or we would like to use. It's about our body. It's about how the organs and tissues require the different sources. So when we're talking about the meal plans, about the portions of the different macronutrients, micronutrients, it's about the we have all of those sources of the energy for different use in our bodies, and also the substances that required for metabolism in our body. I think for this part, we have to, it's good to have it in this way. I'm gonna explain in the next video about the fats, and then we're gonna have a better picture about why we have to or we don't have to do the different diets that might be useful for our body or not, especially in the long-term run.
Yeah. Wow, so that's really interesting. It's interesting that the body itself chooses. And then, so again, I'm talking as a complete, you know, this is not my forte. It sounds like it's not good if the body has to start taking it from the muscles. Like, so you're, tell me what happens there. So if it's taking it from the muscles, so does that weaken us in any way? Does it, like, what does it do?
So body has a capability to provide the required energy from different sources, as we discussed. Okay. The glucose, the carbohydrates mainly, are the main and primary source. The fats would be considered as a secondary. Also, there is an emergency resource from proteins that is not the preferred source. Our body shouldn't be used to break down our muscles to provide the required energy from the glucose to do the survival and vital functions in our body. But what's happening is if we don't give the preferred source, like the blood, red blood vessels, they have to break down our muscles to provide that required energy, because they can use the ketones for that they generate, or they are products of the fat metabolism, because they don't have the mitochondria. So, so and our body, we have almost 642 different muscles in our body for functioning our body from our muscle skeleton. And we have some muscles, like the muscles in our heart. Our heart is a big muscle. So what about if that protein or muscle breakdown comes from the heart, comes from the organs that are vital for our being alive? So by considering all those, it's not just come from our arms or our legs, could be come from some more important muscles in our body. So absolutely, it's not a good idea to reach that level. Yeah.
Wow, that's quite informative and quite shocking. What are some healthy carbs? When people think of carbs, you know, like just they're like potatoes, bread, you know, those things that. So what are some healthy carb sources, or what do you consider healthy carb sources?
Okay. In general, speaking, the carbs with the minimum glycemic index are the best for our body, because they are not spike develop the sugar in our blood.
Okay.
So that's the key. Between all those, if you want to give an example, the sweet potato, the quinoa, some sort of the vegetables would be considered as a good and clean source of the carbohydrates.
Okay.
But also the brown rice would be considered as the a little bit, because the problem with the brown rice is the way they are farming. They usually use the lands that use for the different type of the products. And sometimes you can find the ingredients there that is not good for health.
Okay.
Like the cotons. So when they use the same land for the products that you use for like carbohydrate production, it will not be necessarily contains very good things inside or contains a good nutrition inside.
Right.
Yes.
So would you recommend organic?
Absolutely. If you can access to organic, all the organic products are much better than better for our body than those that use the chemicals, but not all of those are bad. So it depends right. the process of the production.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I think that's very interesting. I mean, I didn't know how many muscles that we had in our body. And I made the automatic assumption that if they're going to go after muscles, I thought they would go after the muscles that I think the most about. And obviously that's my arms and obviously that's my legs. And to know that they could go after muscles that honestly we want to keep intact as healthy as they are. So thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to our next class together. You guys, I hope that you're getting all this information and writing it down and sharing it and sharing these videos. This is super important. And health and wellness is a big part of not just your everyday life. It's certainly a big part of when you take on a project. I mean, we haven't been taking on a pretty, you know, I would say considerable project, walking, you know, multiple marathons in a row. And so, you know, you can see how grateful we are to be under Roman's advice, you know, advice. But just taking this, because a lot of us do projects or even, you know, we max our body out. I mean, we just finished doing a book launch and I know what that took in terms of extra time and extra hours. Sometimes we put our bodies through mental, you know, duress or physical duress due to different things going on. And I think the whole goal around this health and wellness, longevity, long-term way of thinking is to have our body in a preventative, healthy state for the times when things go awry or you might get sick and how fast you can recover from it. Or when there's times that stuff goes on that you're just, your immune's going to drop. You might be in a crisis or, you know, any kind of thing that's going on, and having your body being able to use its own self as a resource instead of trying to resource from a depleted body or, you know, just this information alone, just stuff that we don't know, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. See you again soon. Next video.